Hello?
I can speak to Mr. Ferguson, please.
Who's calling?
Hi, Alex. My name's Michael. I'm a senior investigator at MMA Legal. We're helping you with your Scottish redress case.
Oh, how are you, son?
How are you, Alex?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Alex, have you got a couple of minutes to have a chat with me, please?
What can I have?
Fantastic. Just to let you know, Alex, all our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. I'm just going to... My job here, Alex, as the senior investigator, is to get to know you, get to know your case, and then I can then gather the information we need, or Scottish Redress needs, should I say, to substantiate your claim, Mr. Ferguson. How I'll do that is I will write to your any local authorities in which you are in care. I will get all the information that they have, and I'll present it to you first. Obviously, it's your information before yourself and I present it to Scottish Redress. It says here that you were at Caldogan House, Mr. Ferguson, from 1977.
I was, Caldogan House, it's called. It's what we call it in Scotland, at the first point, like a children's home with bars on it.
Oh, okay. Was that like a YO, a youth offenders?
Yeah,
yeah,
kind of, but it's very peculiar, setup.
It's
still going,
okay? Yeah, I think it is, to be honest. I think I looked that up a couple of days ago. I think it is still going. I'm not obviously going to talk to you about the trauma today that you had at your Calder House. What I am going to do is, if it's okay with you, just talk about the impact it's had on you and later in life, just okay. So has it had any sort of, or have you had, as a recourse of being in care, had any sort of depression, any substance abuse, any alcoholism?
I did have a problem with alcohol.
Okay. Yeah. And I also had a problem forming relationships and trusting people. Yeah, of course. Have you spoke to any sort of, your GP or any
I was in prison and, I spoke to a woman. I was in an open prison, and I spoke to a woman from Oxford University.
Okay.
So she did a picture on it.
What prison was you in, if you don't mind me asking?
Well,
Would you mind repeating that for me, please, Alex? I think the Scottish and the Scouse accent.
Sorry, buddy. I've been to seven different prisons.
Okay. So the person you spoke to, did you see that the lady from Oxford University?
Mm-hmm.
What prison was you in when you went to there?
Spring Hill. Which is near Hillsbury.
Okay. Yeah, I'll get all the information where it is and stuff like that. That's not a problem. Was she a psychiatrist, Alex, or was she?
I think she was a psychiatrist, but
okay.
It wasn't just a counselor.
Okay. Well, they will have records of this, Alex. So that's great. I can.
They will have. They definitely will. Yeah.
Prison. Okay.
I think they will have records.
And was that obviously related to your alcoholism and your time in care?
Yes, because I find it difficult. I'm quite locked on, and it's very stupid, and it's very embarrassing. got a job. I've got 20 jobs in hotel and cruise. I just for no reason, you said that. I just stole a load of money and I was off.
Okay.
People keep asking me, you know, why?
Well, the psychology behind it is all due to what happened to you as a child, isn't it? And in care, whether that's not trusting people or, you know, it all stems from our childhood, doesn't it? And unfortunately,
I think somebody said to me, I think the psychologist said to me, you do it first before. You know,
yeah, like kind of hurt them before they hurt you, kind of mentality.
Exactly,
yeah. That's exactly what they said. Yeah, I get that. You've had a really unstable, you know, experience, haven't you?
It just affects everything you do. It affects them.
Yeah, of course it does.
No, I remember that. I was skeptical about it for no reason. I didn't commit any crime, but I didn't. The only reason I went to call the house was because my stepfather was
fine. Why did you go? Sorry, Alex.
Yeah, and for no reason, my stepfather kept beating me up.
Okay.
So I kept running away.
Even that in itself, though, you know, being beaten up at home.
Every time I ran away, they brought me back.
Yeah.
And blamed me. So, I had social workers and everything when I was a kid. And my brother did as well. We all
had
social workers.
Okay. That's great info. I can take that. I can write to that local authority as well.
What is it, sir?
C6 social.
I tried to get my records.
What do you believe that was, Lanarkshire? Did you say South Lanarkshire?
North Lanarkshire.
Oh,
I tried and my sister tried. My sister was deep inspector.
She was what, sorry, Alex?
My sister was a police inspector.
She was a police inspector?
Yeah. She tried to
get...
She tried to get my records from the North Lanarkshire Council, but they said they didn't have them. It all went to all went digital.
Hopefully, with the weight of a law firm behind you, we can try and get as much information as we possibly can for you. Did your sister spend any time in care, or is it just
No. She was older than me, but I was the youngest.
Yeah.
But she managed to get out. My sister, my brother, and my other... I mean, three sisters and a brother. One joined the army, one joined the police, and one joined the RAF.
Oh, wow.
Just to get out of the house, you see.
Yeah. Well, sometimes the armed forces is a form of escapism, isn't it?
It's okay.
Yeah. Okay. So just to let you know then, what I'll do is, and what we do as a business and as a law firm, is we will write to as many different local authorities that which you had or had any contact with you or your care setting, social services. Obviously, there's some police issues as well, you said, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. And where was that? Where was the incident with the police?
Wellingborough.
Yeah.
Big match.
In Wellingborough?
Yeah. My girlfriend was a manager of a hotel and I worked for her. And then I done what I said before. I entered the safe one night and buggered off.
Yeah. No, get that. And like I said, you know, we hit them before they hate you. Did you do it intentionally? Do you think they hate your girlfriend at the time, or was it more of...
I don't know, mate.
Like an institutional signer hit the institution you're working for?
Not 100% sure, to be honest with you. Yeah. I did the same in Portugal as well, but I didn't get deal with it. It's just... Yeah, it's just one of these things, mate.
No. How old was you when you had your issues with alcohol, Alex?
Well, 18,
as soon as I went to school. Yeah, okay. Because, like you said, we can tie that back, or potentially could tie that back to...
When I was there, mate, I was fucking glue sniffing and fucking everything then, you know?
Yeah.
Only thing I didn't do was take the drugs, because the only reason why I didn't take drugs is because they weren't available.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. But alcohol at school, I was drinking at school. I would go to the pub at fucking 14, you
know. Sniffing glue.
What does it mean? Sorry, son, go on.
You slept. No, it's fine. Sorry, so you slept rough from...
Oh, for about 20 years.
Wow, you have been through the mill, haven't you?
That's quite some
time. It's a wonder you're still standing, Alex.
Sorry, son?
It's a wonder you're still standing, buddy.
Well, I'm surprised myself sometimes. 61 in 2 weeks, man. 61 a week on Friday.
You're 61 a week on Friday. What date is that? Oh, my daughter's birthday is a week Saturday.
That's the same with my niece. My niece is the 21st.
Yeah, she's 13 on the 21st.
We're not
exactly 13
nowadays.
It's mental, isn't it? It's a lot more safer now. There's a lot more eyes on it, but it's a lot more scarier as well, isn't it? Okay. So, slept rough for 20 years, started on the alcohol at 18, slept from glue. Your local, or your GP, Alex, do they have any sort of knowledge of any sort of the alcoholism or any, obviously no, did you say there was any sort of depression? Did you suffer from depression?
They're quite decent.
Yeah, no, that's fine. It's still an impact. It's still a...
Yeah, but they've just got the good side of me. That's all. They haven't had any. I haven't told them anything.
Okay. And are you on antidepressants at the minute?
No, I'm just up to my heart. I've got a really bad heart. I'm making an operation.
On your heart?
Yeah, buddy. I should have had an operation maybe this week or next week.
Oh, wow.
I've got to get my valves replaced.
Jeez, that is a big one, isn't it?
It's fucking brutal, isn't it? Fucking brutal. Pardon my friends, but Jesus, it's brutal.
How does that affect you, Alex, on a day-to-day, is it?
Oh, it's horrible, pal. It's just horrible.
Yeah?
I mean, recovery, the thought of it terrifies me, I'll be honest. It absolutely terrifies me. The recovery is brutal. You're talking 6 or 8 days of intensive care.
Oh, wow.
And then they put you back on a high dependency ward for a couple of weeks. And I haven't nobody at home, you see, so I can't go home because I can't do anything. I can't make a cup of tea. I can't operate. I'm not allowed to do anything. I have to protect my external.
Protect external. Okay.
Little because it happens.
Oh, well, I wish you all the best with that one. It sounds like you know, but by the sounds of your journey, Alex, you know, you're well prepared for that fight.
Well, I don't mind, buddy. See that cold on hand? That's a fucking horrible place, buddy. Horrible place.
Yeah.
And the guy there called him, Jim Begley. He was a great, you remember, I went to a children's panel. My stepfather hated me, so I went to a children's panel.
Yeah.
And, they didn't listen to me. They just listened to him. And I ended up in Gold House on Christmas Eve. 77, Christmas Eve, 77. And it was a relief to me, being away from him. But then there's a guy in that Gold House called Jim Begley. He was, he went to he quite likes to touch children.
Okay.
I think society knows about this man. But there was still Ben Glenn with there was another guy.
Was he part of your journey in Clare, Alex?
Yeah, buddy. He
What's his name? What's his name, pal? Sorry. Jim Begley.
Jim Begley, I beg. L-E-Y.
Yeah.
He used to... I remember on my birthday. He's a very good artist, you see. So he used to draw pictures for his birthday. And that was like a okay for it. It was just horrible. Up to there. And making you touch other fucking other people in there as well.
That's not your fault. Started with MMA Legal. which means I need to explain to you that there are three different ways in which you could have or you can do this still. So you can apply through Scottish Redress yourself. So that is obviously you going on, you send in your, you're filling out the application and you're trying to, or you applying through Scottish Redress yourself. There's a second option, and it's law firms, and some law firms in Scotland and England will apply for you on your behalf, and the Scottish Redress government will pay them a £2,000 fee. They will only apply for you. What we do, which obviously I've just explained, is we'll enter into a private fee agreement on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if we don't get you any money, you don't owe us anything. We're not going to put any more undue or stress on you that you've already faced in your life. The maximum amount you will pay with us is 20% inclusive of VAT. So it will never, ever go above 20%. If we haven't spent, you know, a 20% worth of time on your case, we won't charge you. We will charge you as per our fee structure. So it is a genuine no-win, no-fee. You can apply yourself. You can go with another law firm who will be paid £2,000. But then it's up to the, you know, the government and the institutions to then objectively pay you. But you know, or we can chase them down for you, and we can you know, subsidise your claim with as much evidence as we possibly can find for you.
That's what I'm like.
Perfect. Do you understand that, Alex? Do you have any questions around that?
Yeah, I understand that. Really. I understand the options, and that's why I chose MMA.
Perfect. And you're happy to proceed with us?
Of course I am. Yes.
Excellent, Alex. Fantastic. What I'll do, buddy, is I'll start now with getting on and getting all your information together. My name's Michael Powell. I'm the one who's going to be walking you through this from here on out till payment. If you have any questions, I'm going to send you out a fact sheet, if you like, with contact details. If you need to get me out after hours, anything you need, please don't be afraid to ask. Or give me a call, and I will get you through this, Alex.
It's difficult. I wouldn't do it myself. I wouldn't try to do it myself because I would find it hard to explain the impact that the Culver House and the other places have had on me. You know, it kind of ruined, it certainly ruined my life. There's no question about it. I had potential when I was a kid.
You got kicked into that vortex through no fault of your own, because your stepdad was beating you.
And nobody, I mean, if he was not one of those kind of, you know, I'm sure for it, you can get the record for them, but everything was, they never asked me, not once did they ask me what was going on. I ran away when I was kidding. I didn't tell you that. I ran away when I was 5 years old.
Okay.
And I went to Blackpool.
You went to Blackpool?
I went to Blackpool from EMG.
Oh, wow. I know loads of people who try and run away from Blackpool.
This was
what 19.
So,
how old was your buddy?
5.
5 years of age? Wow. How did you even know to get out of the house at 5 years of age?
I'm still a survivor. I
went
to Blackpool. I stayed in Blackpool for about 3 weeks.
How did that? Who collected you? How did you end up back in Scotland?
Well, I used to live. I mean, it sounds pathetic, right? But behind the pleasure beach of Blackpool, there's a railway siding.
Yeah.
I used to sleep inside in this, by the side of the railway.
Oh, wow.
Under these bushes. I had cardboard boxes. I was really fucking advanced for 5 years old.
You must have been.
Somebody across the road said to me, but what the fuck's a 5 year old fucking dead to stay there? But the police came down. And then they caught me. You know, you think that a 5 year old run away from home, you think, you know, there must be something going on there, but no.
My 6-year-old couldn't get from his school to our house, which is less than 200 yards.
Oh,
wow, that's amazing. It's horrifying by how you've done that F5 and why, obviously,
okay.
why you've done that F5 is probably the worst, but... Do you have any questions for me, Alex?
Sorry,
Alex, what did you say, buddy?
You're not going to submit anything to the commission before you speak to me, are you?
No. I'm not going to submit anything without your permission.
Thank you, buddy. That's all I need.
Nothing. Everything is going to run through you. All I'm doing is finding you the info. This is your show, Alex.
It's
South Lanarkshire.
Yeah,
that's okay. We'll find it.
You'll have it all before anyway.
Yeah, we'll have all the information in our back systems.
There's many people you've got. You've got my brother, I know that, and then you've got another 15 or so people, is that right? You don't have to tell me.
Have I got your brother, did you say?
Yeah, buddy.
I'm not sure. What's your brother's name?
William Curtis.
Give me 2 secs. I'm not going to confirm or deny it, if you don't mind.
I don't mind. Okay. Well, anyway, he was in. He was in Cumberland. I was there for like 6 months. He was there for like 2 weeks.
Okay.
It really fucked him up, mate. Honestly.
Okay, I will.
Anyway,
I will hopefully have a chat with William at some point.
Thank you,
Alex.
It was
an absolute pleasure talking to you. I'll get you as much information as I possibly can for you, Mr. Ferguson.
That'd be good. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much, Alex. Lovely speaking to you, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye bye.